The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
This week on the show, firefighters in Tennessee stand and watch as a family's home burns to the ground. They refuse to put it out because the homeowner did not pay them. Some heroes, school children in New York, find one of their classmates' brains in a jar on a field trip, and starting January 1st, smoking pot in California will no longer be a crime. It is October 10th, 2010. Welcome to the show, folks. How's it going? I'm your host, Tudor Anthony Griffin. This is my co-host, as always, Jibba, and we are here to rape your mind with a lot of tantalizing beautiful this evening. Oh, yes. Yes, we're going to try at the very least. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
Good to hear it.
Glad to be here. Glad to be back.
Yeah.
For a long 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. That was a long time. Antheria, for those of you who don't know, Antheria is now over, and you're probably thinking, good, they won't advertise it anymore. Fuck! So, yeah, we're done advertising that for at least a couple of months, and we got to start advertising 2011. But,
Antheria 2011.
Yes. Come to Antheria 2011. It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of setbacks that we had, as people who there were noticed, but, We took the lemons and we made the best lemonade we could, and so far I'm hearing a lot of good things about it.
Yeah, it turned out really well. Granted, I was running around all the time, and
yeah, same here. I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. That's what they used to say, running around like a chicken with the head cut off. Because for those of you who have never experienced that, when you cut a chicken's head off, they run around.
And they play, and how they run around for so long.
They do. They'll run a damn marathon with their head gone, and I don't know why they do it. I think, personally, chickens are just too stupid to know when they're dead. I think they're just too dumb to know. It's like, your head's gone! Come on, man!
Well, he's not making any noise.
they make this, yeah. The head's still on the ground. Goblin and shit. That would be messy.
The head's over here doing this. And
bark, 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 bark.
Birds running around.
Head's sitting there still trying to eat seeds. Birds running around. Yeah, that's great. Well, you had a little bit of adventure last night, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Tell us about that, because I would have been scared if it had been me. In fact,
well, I went up to West Hollywood with a friend of mine. We were going out to the gay bars and stuff. And a friend of mine who I hadn't known necessarily too long. And we got up there, and he and something told me, it said, Jibba, don't drink tonight.
Yeah.
And I did. I had one drink, and I stopped.
See, it's like you probably thought that was God. When did this white angel pop up on my other shoulder? That never happens.
But luckily, that braid, that whatever told me not to drink, probably saved me from going to jail. My friend who I was with, he found a dude to take home and stuff like that. The dude that he was hooking up with got drunk, so he was driving his car, and I was following him home. The moment we pull out, they get pulled over. And home dude is in the car drunk. And the other guy apparently has a suspended license for a DUI before. And police all around and lights blaring, and I'm sitting there, and cop comes over and tells me, well, the dude said he was lying on you, saying that you told him to pull into this driveway and turn the car off because I knew someone that lived there. And I'm like, no.
No.
I don't know anybody living there. I was just following him home. And the police officers are like, blood, they're running around trying to figure out what the hell to do with this guy. And he's like, oh, well, you're fine. You can go home.
Yeah.
But. I didn't.
See, you should have left. You should have left. Bye.
But I didn't. It's all good. And then police officer, he came over and said, well, you're lucky that you didn't drink more, because we will probably take you to jail too.
Yeah.
And this was LAPD sheriff.
Surprised they didn't
What you doing here, boy?
Oh, they don't care up there. Shit, they have a bed. They're more worried about the Mexicans.
Yeah,
than they are the black people.
Only time. In Los Angeles is the only time a white cop can pull over a black guy and go, oh, thank God. This is not a Mexican. He's like, handle this.
I called him while I was sitting there, and I'm like, I might end up in the drunk tank tonight.
I'm like, what'd you do?
It was funny. Man. Then the dude got back in the car, and I'm like, so, what you lying about?
Why are you lying, babe? So you said he was hooking up with a guy?
He was hooking up with the guy.
So, like, he's gay?
Maybe. Huh.
Really? Wow. So what are you doing hanging out with gay people, you know? Kind of wondering about you now, you know? I don't know what to think sometimes.
I just like hanging out with them.
Okay, you know, that's okay. You know,
they do good parties. They play better music.
I respect gay people. I respect them. I want them all to die, but I respect them. You know, just it's all good. I'm not prejudiced.
I have a confession to make.
Oh,
I'm gay.
I knew it. I thought you were gonna say I'm black.
I'm black.
I have a confession to make. I'm a white guy.
Well, you have nothing to cry about.
Well, maybe a while back, but anymore. We got the break coming up for you guys today. We got some great videos. We got another installment of First Street Tip of the Day from King Gord. We also have some wonderful footage from Antheria.
Really?
That was taken. Yeah, yeah.
Am I in any of it?
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah, running around.
running around. But you get to see what went on this weekend, and hopefully you'll decide to join us next year. And shameless promotion for us. MFF, by the way, is coming up next.
Yes.
In the third weekend of November.
It looks like, sadly to say, I will not be there.
Oh, well, you're not? Oh, man. Well, I'm going to be there. You give me his beer. Give me the booze that you would have given him.
No,
right to me.
No.
I promise you, I'll bring it right home.
No, he won't. He has never brought anything home to me.
Bing. Give me that. Give me the, where's the gear? This is my new Halo. Bing.
That's nasty.
I will bring home every bit of booze that you give to me for Jibba from MFF. I swear. I don't think he believes me, folks.
Do you believe him? No.
Vote now.
Vote now.
Text in the word yes to...
No, I just don't. Money is not... been my friend recently.
Not working with it, is it?
And it doesn't look... I mean, there's still a slight chance.
Hopefully, but it's enough to hope for.
Yeah.
We'll hope to see you there. Well, oh my holy God! It's time for the news!
I thought we were getting things to put on the...
We do. We just have to implement them. We've got them now, actually. Uh-huh. We got to figure out a way to roll them in there. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger...
Yow.
Thursday signed into law a bill that decriminalizes the possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana. The bill reduces simple possession from a misdemeanor to an infraction. Currently, small-time pot possession is semi-decriminalized in California. There's no possible jail sentence and maximum of $100 fine. But because possession is a misdemeanor, people caught with pot are arrested. Even if that means sometimes they only serve a notice to appear and they must appear before a court. Under the bill signed today, marijuana possession will be treated like a traffic ticket. The fine will remain at $100 and there will be no arrest record. The law goes into effect January 1st. Even if Prop 19 passes in November, it leaves in place misdemeanor charges for smoking pot in public or the presence of minors. Those misdemeanors would become infractions under the new law. So, come to California. Come to California. We can smoke pot now. Well, actually, January 1st. No more going to jail for pot, no matter...
But there's still $100 out of your pocket.
$100 if they catch you.
If they catch you.
Yeah, which they probably won't. I mean, it's not like... Traffic tickets are one thing. There's a bunch of cops out there. Right. They're not really patrolling people's houses.
Right.
So it's one of those things, as long as you smoke it in your house, and you're not getting in trouble for anything else...
You're good to go.
You're good to go. Now, a long time ago, on the Two Cent Show, before we
I mean, we you know, drink some booze now and then. We'll sit and enjoy some booze, but we had a particularly drunk show. We decided we were going to sit here and take shots and see how drunk we could get during the show. We called it the drunk show. The old school 2 cents fans.
Oh, I was going to say, I wasn't there for that.
You weren't there for that. Old school 2 cents. I think January, our first show in January, we need to have the Stone Show. Right here on 2 cents.
That's going to turn out badly.
The Stone Show. We won't know what the hell we're doing by the end of it. We will have no idea. Dude, what was I trying to do with the papers, man? I'm a wasteful son of a... This... Dude. This used to be a tree, man.
He's been smoking.
And now
already.
It's not.
He's getting used to it already.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
What is January 1st? What day is January 1st?
I don't even know. I have no idea.
It would be great if it was a Saturday.
Oh, God, if it was a Saturday.
You know,
yeah,
we'd
have to
find out.
You find out while I read the next story. A Staten Island couple who had just buried their 17-year-old son after a car accident were horrified to learn the medical examiner held on to his brain. And the way they found out was even more gut-wrenching.
I heard about this.
Yeah. The teen's schoolmates, including his girlfriend, spotted the organ floating in a jar during a field trip to the mortuary. Now Andre and Carisha Shipley have gotten the go-ahead to sue the city. Jesse Shipley was killed in a car crash January 9, 2005, but his dad gave permission for an autopsy the next day. The family had no idea that Dr. Stephen DeRoe at the Richmond County Mortuary removed Jesse's brain for further study before releasing his body later that day. Almost 3 months after the funeral, some of Jesse's classmates took a field trip to the mortuary. In what Accord called a surreal coincidence, the students saw a brain in formaldehyde labeled with Jesse's name. Now, that's all tragic and shit, but my first question when I read this is, what school takes kids to a mortuary on a fucking field trip? What is that? I've never even heard of anything like that.
I would have liked to go to a mortuary.
I mean, maybe it might be a good idea, but that's a new one.
Well, I don't know why they would take them. Maybe they were in science class and doing the dissecting frog thing, since that's been illegal. It's made illegal in a lot of states to do dissecting the frog or the pig. Yeah, I enjoyed my dissecting.
Me too.
We dissected a pig and a fetus and a frog and
I think it was a very important life lesson. You couldn't just sit there and go, I'm grossed out, or you'd get an F.
Right. That,
you had to get over it.
That might be the alternative.
The current equivalent.
And guess what?
What?
January 1st.
Yeah?
Is a Saturday.
Oh, God. You know what that means?
Opening music by Bob Marley?
It means that, we're going to have Stone Day on January 1st. We're going to do a Stone show. Just tune in for that. That's going to be a first
for us.
It's
going to be a hangover day and Stone Day.
That's going to be weird. We're going to see what happens. I've never done a show stone before. I rarely smoke pot, but this will be worth it. This will be definitely worth it.
I haven't done it either, so. Even living out here, I've maybe done it twice since we've been here. And that's it.
I hadn't even done it once. I did it once since we've been here. It was only a little bit, so yeah.
But yeah,
pretty soon, you know, depending on, you know, it's going to go down the line, things are going to get legalized, we're going to have the acid show, the heroin show. The heroin show won't be any fun. It'll just be...
Right. The acid show won't necessarily be fun for me,
The acid show.
I'd be like, look at that camera.
Yeah, I know.
There are people in there.
Can you see the...
Shit!
Shh, they can see.
Why is my microphone melting? It looks like a cheese.
See, we both have done those drugs.
Yeah,
so we know.
Yes, we both have done probably every drug in the book. You know, I was smart one day, and then I took lots of drugs, and now I'm not smart anymore.
It made you smarter.
No, it didn't. It burned my head up. That's how come I can be on y'all's level.
So you were...
I'm going to get hate mail just for saying it. I'm going to get hate mail just for saying that shit right there. So, anyway, yeah, it's, I guess they're dragging school kids to the mortuary now. Come, kids, come on the field trip. Where are we going? The graveyard. You know, it's, where, let's go to the local slaughterhouse.
Well, we did that.
You went to the, really?
We went to a slaughterhouse when I was in sixth grade.
That is odd.
Yep, we went to a slaughterhouse in Florence, Alabama. So if anybody is in Florence, Alabama, and you know about Hibbett Elementary School, well, back then it was Hibbett. It was K through 8.
Yeah.
And then
those guys, I guess, went to slaughterhouse.
Yeah, they took us to a slaughterhouse.
Wow. Talk about education. You know, education has changed over a while. You know, used to be, now you put a book in front of them and they have to read it and understand it. Before, all you had to do was kill something in front of them and they knew everything.
Yeah, well, and they do.
And they would not. Those kids weren't keying nobody's cars. They learned manners real fast. You kill something in front of a kid and that will straighten their ass up real quick. I mean, it doesn't even have to be them.
No. You didn't even, because I had to learn how to, we were talking about chickens with the hair cut off. I had to learn how to break chickens' necks when I was growing up. You used to grab them by the head, swing them around, and snap the neck.
Yeah. You know, I've heard from a lot of people. It's like, I have trouble disciplining my child. It won't do anything.
Beat
I say,
well,
you can beat them, but if that doesn't work, set their cat on fire in front of them. They will never do shit wrong again. I guarantee
either
you.
Either that, or they'll be the most horrible child. It's a 50-50 shot.
Well, yeah, but they won't be in front of you.
They won't be in front of you, but it'll
maybe
be
everybody
a 50-50
else.
50-50 shot.
At least you got them out of your hair. Let's see here. Firefighters in rural Tennessee let a home burn to the ground last week because the homeowner hadn't paid a $75 fee. Gene Kranick of Obion County and his family lost all their possessions on the night of September 29th. Along with three dogs and a cat. Speaking of setting cats on fire. They could have saved it if they put water on it, but they didn't do it, Kranick said. Kranick, who lives outside the city limits, admits he forgot to pay the annual $75 fee. The county does not have a countywide firefighting service, but South Fulton offers fire coverage to rural residents for a fee. Kranick says he told the operator he would pay whatever is necessary to have the fire put out, but his offer was not accepted, he said. Firefighters did eventually show up, but only to fight the fire on the neighboring property whose owner had paid the fee. South Fulton's mayor said that the fire department can't let homeowners pay the fee on the spot because the only people who would pay would be those whose homes are on fire. What dickheads? What fucking dickheads? I mean, you know, there's got to be a limit where, you know, this shit, it's... I understand that, you know, that there's business to be run. But when it is so much about the money that you'll let somebody's house burn down, their fucking pets burn alive, all their possessions gone, out of missing a $75 fee, then you're a fucking douchebag. I hope all these firefighters, some fucking heroes, you know, these firefighting heroes, I hope their house is all burned the fuck down.
Then it's one of those things... I mean, I understand that they wouldn't make any money unless their house is on fire, but at least they're getting the $75 out of it. Why didn't they just take the payment?
Yeah.
That's what bothers me.
Yeah, why didn't
he was ready to pay what it took. They could have said $200, and I bet you he would have paid it.
He paid $1,000.
Right.
But either way, I mean, what happened? I mean, I'm sure there were neighbors out there probably trying. I've seen that, you know, neighbors come and try to put a neighbor's house out with a damn garden hose before it doesn't work. But they're doing that. I don't see them charging anybody. This is when it comes to, you know, life and a serious situation like this, it shouldn't be about money anymore. It should be about helping somebody else.
You know, that makes me wonder, what if somebody was stuck in the house?
Exactly.
What would they have done?
Yeah.
What would they have done?
Would they just let that person burn alive? Because if you ask me, that should have been murder.
Yeah,
that would have been manslaughter.
Yeah, that would have been manslaughter by the city.
Yeah, yeah, that ain't right. This sometimes, you know, it's like you say tomato and I say tomato, you say potato and I say potato. But that's great. Everybody has their own thing. But at some point, you got to buckle down and say, wait. Nobody fucking says potato, okay? That's just a fact. Nobody says potato. Opinions aside, that shit's wrong.
Yeah,
it's wrong.
That is wrong.
Some wrong shit.
That is wrong. If you know these people, tell them to sue.
Set the fucking house on fire.
Well, if I was the dude, I would have... See, me being black...
Yeah.
If that would have happened to me, everybody would have suffered. Even my neighbors. I would have set the whole house. I would have set everything.
Set the entire neighborhood.
Yeah, everything would have been up in flames.
It's like, y'all going down. I'm going down. Y'all going down too.
I set the city on fire. I put so much fire in the city that the firefighters can't put it out.
Look like Detroit.
You know, the funny thing is that, here's a really big question, is that the truck, the fire truck, is public property, yes? Couldn't the homeowner have said, give me a damn hose and turn it on and let me put it the fuck out?
But the only thing with that, because they can fight that because they're not inside the city that's coming up there.
They weren't inside the city limits, right. That's true. Well, fighting it, whatever, I'd have fucking kicked their asses and took the hose and they'd be the first person. I'd fucking wash them down the street and then I'd put my house out. Mm-hmm. And then I'd have set their houses on fire. Then I would have set the town they lived in on fire.
Yeah.
Then I'd have burned their cats. I would have burned their cats.
Is this burning cat show?
It is now. I would have burned some fucking cats. You ever heard a cat on fire? It's not pretty. I would have recorded it. Played it back over loudspeakers outside their burning house over and over again.
Don't do that. You'll end up on camera like that lady who put the cat
in the bin. Well, see, but then But the difference was she was a cruel bitch. Setting a cat on fire, that's just fun. So, you know, there's a difference.
Here comes some more hate mail.
I don't care.
Dear two, people, you know all that show that you talked about burning cats?
That's what I'm here for. I'm here for y'all to hate me. You're not supposed to like me. I'm a douchebag. That's why I'm here. I set cats on fire and think it's funny. Not quite as fun as babies, but it's fun. A 9-year-old girl had her top lip bitten off when she was mauled by a dog, which flew into a rage after hearing barks from a computer game. Little Megan Walker was dragged off the sofa by a bull mastiff named Sarkin. No, sorry, Sarachin. While she was playing on the Nintendogs game while staying at a friend's house. The dog went for Megan's face, biting her in several places and tearing off her top lip. Megan was taken by ambulance to Manchester Children's Hospital, where the doctors managed to reattach the lip after it was rushed to the hospital by police officers who had put it on ice. The dog and a boxer crossbreed has since been put down after its owner, Deborah Melville, signed the dog over to police for destruction. This proves it, folks. The Nintendo conspiracy is real. They're trying to communicate with the animals. They're trying to kill us all off so Nintendo and all the animals can rule the world. This is what they're trying to do. They know that dogs will buy anything they see on TV. You just show a commercial to a dog and they'll buy it. I've seen it happen. They're trying to market to the dogs. And when the dogs bark on Nintendogs, that they're speaking. It's speaking to the dogs, saying, hey, hey, go kill mommy. And they do it. And then they get rewards. Kill mommy and then come to our offices. So you go to Nintendo's offices right now. There's tons of dogs hanging around with milk bones and shit. They're getting rewards.
Like the movie Up.
Yeah.
Like the dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty soon they're going to start on cats. And then they're going to do the birds. And then we'll be done. When they get to the bugs, we'll be done.
Yeah, when they get to the bug, well, yeah.
Yeah.
We're just overridden in that.
There are sometimes more bugs in a large field than there are people on the planet. So once there's bugs, once they get the bugs, we're done. We're finished. It's a real show now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder what the dog said on Nintendogs to make that dog go crazy.
We'll play it. 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, aliens will be able to come down and listen to that, and they'll be able to go. They'll be able to translate it. Chocolate in her face. You know, that was stupid. Why did they put that? No wonder. Chocolate in the kid's face. Eat now.
Yeah.
Yeah, have your top lip bit off. That must have...
Can you imagine sitting there playing your Wii and hearing a dog bark and all of a sudden the dog just jumps on your face?
Rips, yeah.
And rips your upper lip off?
And then you have to run around the house screaming, it's your movie!
Well, they got the lip back on. We don't really use our upper lip anyway.
Not a whole lot. I mean, for some things, but you can...
But it's your bottom lip that pushes against it.
You can use your nose for that if you have to.
Right. Oh, my God.
Last story of the day. Children get bullied for being gay, fat, clumsy on the field, and now new studies find you can add those with food allergies to the list. More than 30% of children studied for new research reported they had been bullied, teased, or harassed because of their food allergy, according to a study published this month in the Journal of Annals and in the Journal Annals of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. Immunology.
Too long. Anals and asthma.
Anals and asthma. That's it. Anals, asthma, and oh my God. Although verbal abuse is the most common form of bullying found, over 40% of the children who said they were bullied reported to have been threatened physically with acts such as being touched with their allergen, such as a peanut, or having the allergen thrown or waved at them. About 12 million Americans, including 3 million children, have food allergies, according to the study researchers. Recent cases involving bullying and food allergy include a medical school student who found peanut butter cookie crumbs in her lunchbox, and a high school student whose forehead was smeared with peanut butter in the cafeteria. The researchers call for the development of anti-harassment policies related to food allergies. Stop being allergic to food! Stop it! You're not supposed to be allergic to food! 20 years ago, nobody was allergic to food. You know why? Because all you fuckers were dead! They didn't save your ass! There was nobody allergic to food back then.
The reason why nobody was allergic to food because your parents made you eat it till you wasn't allergic to it anymore.
Either that or you died.
Right. You blew up, they took you to the hospital, they tried to save you, you're dead.
You did.
And then either you
developed an immunity to it or you died. Now we got kids throwing peanuts and other kids
smearing peanut butter.
Get out the peanut butter slingshots, folks. Splat! Hey, Chuck.
Splat!
Swells up like a fucking tomato. Oh, my God.
Like someone's allergic to shellfish and starts slinging crabs at them.
Make a stop by Red Lobster on the way to school. Oh, my God. For anybody out there who does have an allergy to food...
Eat it.
I'm sorry. I apologize. But this shit's funny. This shit's just funny. People in there wearing full-body armor, football uniforms, people peanuts bouncing off the helmet and shit. I'm sorry. That's just funny. That's just... I mean, it's mean. It's mean.
It's mean, but it's funny.
But it's funny. Oh, what the hell, though? Just get over it. I mean, you get a rash and then it goes away. But don't die. Jesus.
I'm allergic to laughter.
That's a shame because, oh, my holy God. No, don't look behind you. It's an artist. Blah. In California. An 81-year-old tenant at a nursing home. By the way, this was in Santa Ana.
Oh, that's right.
Which is like 5 minutes from us. 81-year-old tenant at a nursing home was quietly finishing his morning pudding when another longtime tenant of the home came into the room and started singing in Vietnamese. So the man ripped a towel rod off the wall and beat him in the head with it until he was dead. He couldn't have been that bad.
It works.
He could have been that bad.
He might have been that bad. I mean, have you heard Vietnamese?
Have you heard Vietnamese techno remixes? That shit, ladies and gentlemen, is funny. Sounds like a bagpipe falling down the stairs. Let's see. also in California, a guy trying to smoke meth went into a small, quiet room with a container of black powder, boxes of ammunition, and 300 feet of detonation cord, and lit his pipe with a blowtorch. He's dead. They didn't find much of it. He exploded. Exploding is what happens when pieces of yourself scatter away from the other pieces of yourself at a very high rate of speed. That is what happened to this guy. Because that's what meth does to you. See, you know, I don't know, back in my day, people just, we just breathed paint.
Shut up.
I mean, the real, meth is like taking over for paint, huffing paint. Kids used to like put paint in bread bags and huff that shit and stagger around for 30 minutes. That made them this stupid. Now they're... Yep, that's... You gonna make it?
No. Don't touch me.
It's okay.
You put me through this shit every week.
Chiba. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Supposed to flip out of.
I was not gonna flip out. I already know.
You're gonna sit there and look at me like I'm a moron, which I am.
Exactly.
There you go. In Texas, 4-year-old boy climbed into his mother's minivan, started the engine, and managed to put it in gear. As the van began to roll away, the boy's mother, who was holding an infant at the time, rushed to stop the van.
Oh my God.
By standing in front of it. Both her and the baby were squashed until they were dead. And that's why you burn a cat in front of your kids, folks.
How is burning a cat in front of a kid going to keep the kid from going into the minivan?
That kid would have never done anything again. Nothing.
Because he's going to have nightmares about you burning his cat. He ain't going to sleep until he died.
That's right. He would have sat in his room shaking until he was 21. And move the hell out.
Yeah, and then get straitjacketed.
Well, maybe. But at least he wouldn't be out there keying my car. Or smoking meth in a room with gunpowder and ammunition. The only thing that wasn't in that room was a brain. Let's see.
Send him on a field trip to the morgue.
Yeah. Wasn't nothing left to put in a jar on that one, I don't think. In Kansas again. 4 members of a church group went into the woods for a holy Jesus, praise God prayer outing around the campfire. They praised God and sang hymns into the night until they got tired and went to sleep in the van, which they left running so they could keep their heater on. God loved them so much that he decided to take them right away by killing all 4 of them with carbon monoxide. God may be able to part the oceans, but carbon monoxide will still kill your ass dead. Apparently, there's nothing really God can do about that. We tested it. We tried it. Well, I mean, not personally, but it happens. So,
did they park the van in the tent?
No, they just parked it outside, and they just kept it running all night while they slept in it.
Well, it had to have been close to their tent.
It might have had, like, some kind of exhaust leak in it or something. Well, it was an old van, so...
The van had to have been sitting next to the tent.
It could have been leaking up into the... Up in there, if it was bad enough as Oxley.
Wait, I thought they were sleeping in tents outside.
No, they were sleeping in the van.
Oh, in the van. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
They slept in the van and kept it running all night.
Oh, okay. I thought they were sleeping in tents and, like, had a...
No. In Georgia.
Georgia. In Atlanta.
On the way to a Holy Jesus Praise God church revival, a church bus filled with born-again Jesus Crispy holy people hit a rough place in the road, blew a back tire, and went into a rollover. 19 people were ejected out of the bus toward heaven until they were all dead. God can't stop flat tires either. We're slowly learning here about what he can and can't do. You know what? We have one more, but we don't really have time to do it. So we'll read that after the break. We got a break coming up for you. We got some fun white queens and some... awesome videos to watch, the Ed and Theria video. And when we come back, we'll read this, and we'll get to your letters and to the top 10 and Bunny's holidays. And while Jibba recovers over this last people flying out the bus one. But you're going to love the last one. It's the best one. It's even better. It involves a monkey. And God knows how much we all love monkeys.
The porch kind?
No. Regular, the Malaysian kind.
The Malaysian kind.
The Malaysian kind of monkey. Show them a white queen's bun. All right, take off and go for this break. Catch you on the other side.
Everyone, King Gord here. All right, got another tip for you today. Let's see. I'm out here on this nice, beautiful day. The fall is starting to come over. It just seems like the other day I was complaining about the fucking 90-degree heat. For some reason, it is, though, like 100 degrees today. It's late September. I don't know why it's this hot, but it is. And I'm sitting in the sun like a jackass. Don't have the water, though. Anyway. Well, today I'm here to talk to you about a thing, pretty much about my own suit. But you can use these tips. They're good tips. So today's fursuit tip of the day is making a fursuit on a budget. All right. Now, you want to start out your suit. You don't know where to start. Well, the number one thing that these friggin' things are made out of, or at least most of them, is foam. So you can either go to, like, Joann Fabric or a local upholstery shop and buy some foam. It varies in size and thickness and price. I mean, an inch-thick foam that usually comes in a sheet about yay big can run you probably about $20 a sheet. That's what we paid. Or you can go and get the big, thick, high-density green 5-inch foam. That shit's fucking expensive. It's like $75 for like a square foot. It's retarded. It's a lot too much. Or you can do this. You're on a budget, right? Okay, so you go to the junkyard or something, and you find a thing that's filled with foam. Like this couch. Look at this. It's just nothing but foam, alright? Hold on. Let's see now. Normally, like this one, my fingers will fucking work today. Here we go. You just unzip this bitch. Oh no. I'm caught. I've zipped myself up in the fucking thing. There we go. Oh, alright. Carefully. Oh, baby, wasn't that nice? Carefully unzip it, and look at that. It's the same foam you would buy. Oh. Is it? Is it not? Oh, yes it is. There we go. The same foam you would buy in the fabric store. Huge, this is probably about close to 4 inches, 5 inches thick. I mean, it tapers a little bit, but look at this. This is free. You can go, you can find a couch on the side of the road, and you got yourself the basis to your fursuit head. All right? Now, another tip that you're going to want to do. Let me just show you like another way. Another way we can get this foam out. Because it's all on the couch. Sometimes you can't unzip them and pull them out. So, let me just try to get it out a different way. No. Not gonna work. Let's see. Little cross section. I mean, look, this is like a little accent piece now. Hang it on your wad, no? Do whatever you want with it. Oh, damn. So, yeah. Build your fursuit out of anything you really desire. Couches, plastic garbage cans, grass, I don't care, man. Get creative, though. Stay on a budget.
Yeah! this?
You know, I don't know. I don't know exactly what was with that last video, but that was Toast's fault. That last video, he showed me that video, and I watched it, and it was like, yeah, I have to put that on there. Why? Because it's pretty cool, but I'm going to pretend like it's not. That way, it can be your fault, and I won't have to take blame for shit. And so, that's what happened. So,
I'll totally take credit for that. That was fucking
That last Gore News, by the way, it happened in Malaysia. A monkey... wild monkey came in through a family's living room window, stole their baby, carried it outside onto the roof of the house. When the mother ran outside in panic and started yelling at the monkey threw the baby back at her, where it plummeted back to earth and hit the ground until it was dead. Now, you understand why I had to put that in there. Because a monkey threw a baby to death and threw it at the mother. It's like, you want your baby? There you go. Now, why can't that be legal for people? I don't think anything happened to the monkey. They probably didn't put the monkey in jail. Nothing's happened to the monkey. Monkey doesn't have to go to court. Monkey wasn't arrested. Monkeys didn't have to get handcuffed and had its rights read to it in some strange, fucked up monkey language. Now, did it? No. It just went away and went on to the woods and everything's fine. Now, why can't I do that? Why can't I pick up a baby that's screaming in a movie theater and the mom go, hey, why'd you take my baby? And I can go, bitch, and just throw it. Why can't I do this? This is not fair. This kind of thing is just, this is not justice. There is no justice in the world anymore. You're gonna make it. You'll be fine.
I wish there was a video.
Oh, gosh.
I really wish that was on video.
That would have been a good one. Well, if it was, we'd have had to play it.
Oh, yeah.
Because we can do that now. By the way, if you're listening to this on audio and you have no idea, because there are some people out there who still don't know. They're still continuing to listen to the 2 Cent Show, but they don't know that there's a video half of this. There, if it seems like you're missing something, you are, because if you're just listening right now, you're missing the audio or the video, because it's a video show.
You can't see what we're doing right now.
You can't see what we're doing. Yes, you can't watch us go, you know, to Buddha Soup. Science to Buddha Soup. White Queen. And moving on. You can't see us do that, see? That just sounds like some words to you. You have no idea. What's up?
The White Queen that you saw where all of us was on the boat?
Yes.
That was the yacht that we had for Intheria.
Yeah, we treated our super sponsors well. Setbacks and everything, but we did treat our super sponsors as well as we could. We got a yacht for our super sponsors, where we all went out. They got to hobnob with all the guests and the GOH and sit around. And the hors d'oeuvres on this boat were, God, gourmet. There was a gourmet cook on the boat making this stuff for us. And wonderful, a bartender that at first it was a pay bar, but then we're like, you know what, hell. Open bar. So everybody was just grabbing booze. You could grab all the booze you wanted to. People were ordering martinis.
Yep.
The guy there made wonderful martinis. The bartender was excellent. And chilled out as we rode around. That was our super sponsors. So if that's something, remember that. Remember that for next year. Because we're gonna probably do the same thing.
We're going to have a yacht.
Yeah, we're gonna have a yacht.
We're going to have a yacht.
So, top 10 list this week is the 10 most modified people.
Oh my God.
On the planet.
All white.
I think so, actually.
Yeah, you're not going to find black people
to
do that.
So, no, probably not.
That's in Africa. They do all the modifications.
Well, all they do, they put a bone in their nose and some shit in their ears. But they don't go crazy. You don't wind up, you know, they don't wind up looking like they tried to eat a claymore mine. You know, they don't wind up looking like Bozo melted, you know. So what we got number 10 here? I've got tattoos. I've got several tattoos. That shit hurt. That right there must have hurt really bad.
I bet you he's an accountant, too.
Why? Yeah, he probably is. He's probably an accountant or a lawyer or a judge. But, yeah, that CEO of some crazy company. But yeah, that's some crazy shit. I don't know what the inspiration behind that is, but that's pretty amazing. What do you got for number nine? Also, ouch. There's some also some pain there. I guess he wants to be a leopard.
He's a fur.
I've never met this guy. I mean, you would think that a guy like that I would have met at this point, but I haven't.
Kind of hot.
What?
Nah, uh-uh.
Dude.
You have a good day back there.
Look, you're dating me now. You are not allowed to find anyone hot, okay? Anyone, including me. What's we got for number eight?
Ew.
Now, that dude's just been tattooed black. See, there's a black guy. Right there. There you go. I don't think he used to be black.
No, he definitely didn't used to be black. Look at the one on the right. You know how when they say black people just need to open their eyes and smile?
That's
prime
it.
Example right
That's
there.
That's it.
Doesn't he work at 7-Eleven?
He might. That's number seven, right? What's this, number six?
This is number seven.
This is number seven. That guy's just... Okay, you know, some people can, like, go crazy and modify themselves and still look, like, at least crazy. That guy just looks geeky.
I don't know if that's... Because the dude that's in the picture...
That's the same guy.
Right, but that's the dude that was on Arrested Development, it looks like.
Oh, I don't think so. No, surely not.
But I don't...
The ear hoop thing, that's what's getting me. I mean, it wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't for the geek glasses. The geek glasses and ear hoops at the same time, that don't work. What do you got for number six? Ah, lizard guy. Yeah, I've heard about that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's took some dedication right there, I think. What about number five? That Bozo melted. It looks like Bozo melted right there.
I have no words for that.
There are no words. So I don't know what the... That's just insane. What about number four? Looks like... I see Lucy. I see Lucy! Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. But other than that, it looks like she was hit by a truck. What about... that's four, right? What about number three? Ah! The guy comes over to the house. We drink with him sometimes.
Yeah,
that's Cat.
Yeah, that is.
Oh my God,
Cat.
You know quite well, actually.
How? You know why did it shouldn't surprise me at all that he's on this list. But there he is. Yeah, we.
Yep, I know him very well.
Yeah, you can come over here and he comes. Yeah, he hangs out with us. What's number? Huh?
Ozfest tour, I think.
Yeah, he's on the Ozfest tour right now. Yeah. Sharon. That's number two right there. Puzzle Man. Why with the hammer and the nail? I don't know, but Puzzle Man.
I wonder if you can break him up.
I'm going to take you apart. No! See, that would be a hard puzzle to put together because how would you... there's no picture. There's no continuity. How would you ever be able to, you know, put it together? How about putting a puzzle together of a picture of that guy? That would be fucked up.
Yeah.
And finally, number one. You know, that guy looks like he's fresh out of a Tool video. I hate to say it, but I mean, I would never do that kind of thing, but that guy looks kind of cool.
That is kind of epic.
That is kind of epic, actually.
I was going to say it's kind of hot to me.
Yeah, there's something about that. I mean, yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it, no.
But although it's way too much, but I think it...
I wouldn't do that myself, but there's something kind of hot about that, actually.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
I said that other dude was hot that was looking like a leopard, and you're all like...
Yeah, but he was stupid. This guy's hot.
I agree.
That's our top 10, folks. We enjoy digging these things up for you here and there, and we'll have plenty more of those. But right now, before we get to our mail, we've got Bunny Holidays. Bunny's going to tell us what holidays are coming up this next week that you can celebrate, and I can celebrate, and we can celebrate. There you are. Hello, Bun. How you doing? Hello, Toast. Gay.
Bag.
Is your mic on?
Is it now?
Yes, it is now.
Damn your switch.
Okay. If you want to blame the mic, that's fine. Damn that mic for not being on.
You know, I'm just going to move on. Just
was that off the whole time?
Probably.
I don't know.
Was that off through the whole top 10 list?
Could have been.
Dork.
That's your boyfriend.
Hey. He's adorable.
That's your boyfriend.
Besides, okay, look, I had to find somebody I was smarter than, okay? You know, I didn't have a lot of options.
Oh, that's really tough.
Yeah.
That's quite all right. I let you think that, you know, you're smarter than me. It's you've got an ego. I think it's adorable. I'll keep stroking it.
Thank you. Is that mic on? You sure?
Yeah.
My goodness, oh no.
That's his boyfriend.
Oh, Lord. What's your holidays, man?
All right. Well, let's start off with what month it is, because it is October. We have Employee Ownership Month. Jibba, how do you feel about that?
Okay, now that sounds wrong. This is like Used Farm Equipment Day month or something. Used, but now wait, what's
Employment Ownership?
Ownership? What is that?
You know, I didn't even bother looking it up. I'm a bad bun. But, yeah, if you're an employee, you know what it's like to be a slave. You know the company owns you. So, it's a day for the company to celebrate owning you.
Apparently.
Every day. That's every day, though.
Hey, you work for Mouse.
No, he does. He works for a large and yet unnamed entertainment company in America.
DOS Mouse. Anyway, let's move on to the day. Today is Clergy Appreciation Day. I hope you guys, you know, wash with mouthwash afterward.
I'm going to appreciate me some clergy. I'm going to appreciate the hell out of some clergy.
Remember that 2 cents where we had, where we were talking about the priest lining up outside of my door?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, yep. Parents, give your kids some mouthwash. Seriously, there's no way to get the taste of dick out of your mouth easily.
There is.
What?
Of a dick.
All right. Monday, the 11th, is going to be Native Americans Day. It changes dates, but this date, it just happens to fall on what is also National Kick-Ass Day.
No, on the same day?
Yes, it is the day to kick some ass.
And Native Americans Day. Well.
All right. Tuesday is, it's going to be the 12th, it's International Scream Out of a Moment of Frustration Day. I'm going to rename this day.
I'm going to rename it every fucking day.
No, right, I'm going to dedicate this day to you. It's going to be To the Ranting Griffin Day. That's you're the best at screaming out of frustration. Believe me, I live with him, I know.
I'm a perfect frickin' angel. He's lying. Fuck you.
No. You're lying.
I'm not. I'm lying, motherfucker.
For almost 3 years.
Six.
No.
It's been six. Anyway.
But, yeah. No, this motherfucker will... I hear this... Ah!
All the time. Just fuck this, fuck that. Oh, my God. Why did you do it that way? Oh, my God. Help me. The fuck is the matter with you? All day it's like this. Somehow I find that hot.
It, I got lucky, folks.
Yeah.
I'm a masochist.
Anyway, holidays.
Wednesday the 13th. Oh, God. Okay, it's National Bring Your Plush to Work Day. I didn't make this
come
one up.
On.
This is on multiple websites. Bring your teddy bear to work day. Bring your plush to school day. For the love of God, wash them. Sew up any wearing areas that may have any nondescript locations upon them that may be questionable for public consumption.
You read that holiday on this show.
Yes.
You read that holiday on this show in front of...
Yes,
Murray's.
I did. What you gonna do about it?
There's so many people gonna get fired. Oh, my God.
All right. The 14th is gonna be Be Bald, Be Free Day.
Hey!
Cut your...
I am bald and free. Jim is bald and... I think he's... Well, he's free now.
I was always free.
There was a time...
I was never a slave.
Back on the plantation.
I was never a slave.
Ladies and gentlemen, look at these two. These men are free.
Not pretty.
Free.
You said free.
Oh.
But we are pretty.
Bullshit.
All
right, let's see. The 15th of... Something about woolly mammoths or mammography.
Wait.
I, for one, I broke him. Count it.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Let's have a mammography day.
Yeah. I like mammoths. I like mammoths. I like woolly mammoths. I like mammography.
I like taking photographs of mammoths. They are such
mammography. Mammography.
Wait. It's about tits?
Ew. Oh, wait. Right. You got big tits back there. Don't you sit there and say ew.
All right, fine. Guys, while you're like, you know, checking your dick for lumps, move the other hand up. Let's, you know, maybe get a picture. Don't send it to me, please.
I should go get a mammogram and videotape it and put it on T-Fit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I was about to say no, but yeah.
Did anybody got space for a bunny to crash for a couple years? All right, the 16th. All right, all you couples... Don't forget this day. It's sweetest day. It is the day for you to be all cute and cuddly and lovey and dovey and Disney sick with each other and, you know, do that baby babble crap.
And make people who are single want to kill you.
Yes. I'm pretty sure it's preceded by National Single Persons Homicide Week. Yeah. Anyway, that covers... all of my holidays.
Is that pretty much doing?
Yeah, that
sounds like a full week to me.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, it's going fun.
I'm ready to get going with that. Well, say, let's go ahead and let's say Jibba. I think it would be groovy and just swell if we jumped into the Dear Two Letters.
It's Dear Two Letters.
First letter here is from... Raphael says, Dear Two, I'm a straight dragon with some rather feminine qualities. Dick gets an automatic reaction of do not want from me. I have no problem with gays or anything, but I don't personally like the idea of something in my ass. But there's something in your ass all the time. You have to get rid of it. That's the point. However, there's a particular fox I have feelings for. I would probably be fine with spending my life with him, and cuddling is great, but again, I'm not interested in any sexual relations. He is the only male that I would ever consider it with. I would also be very hesitant to go into this relationship without a female to balance the equation. So I have three questions for you. Would you say I am gay, straight, or bi? Should I give him a chance? And three, am I an idiot? Thanks for your help, from Raphael. You know, so many people want to label them. Don't confine yourself to a label. Why are you wanting to do that? You don't have to do that, man. I mean, I know people out there like to quantize and set you in a group and put you over here and say, this is where you belong. You don't have to do that, man. Just be who you are. Enjoy what you enjoy. You know what label that is? That's you. It's who you are. There's only one you. That's the group you're in. Now... with this list of stuff that you said, you may have some very difficult times ahead in your relationships. But as to the question, you don't have to quantize yourself, man. I don't think you're an idiot. You're not an idiot, obviously.
No, you're not an idiot.
You're not an idiot. Should you give him a chance? Why not? Why shouldn't you? And are you straight, gay, straight, or bi? Dude, you're you. You got your likes and your dislikes. That's what you are, man. Go with it. Are you
an idiot? Yes.
Am I an idiot?
Yes.
Dear Jibba, am I an idiot? Love to.
No, the reason why,
yes!
The reason why I said yes to you are an idiot, not you, but Raphael, is for not following your feelings.
Yeah, you should.
If you wanna be with this guy and he's willing to do what you want to do in the relationship, then why not?
Why wouldn't you?
And plus, being gay doesn't necessarily mean you have to take it up the ass.
No. You can suck a dick.
You can suck a dick.
You'll never get the taste out of your mouth until you suck another dick. Apparently, according to Jibba here. So, you can test that theory out if you want to. You can, you can suck a dick and then suck another pussy and then find out if I mentioned, females in there.
But you don't have to necessarily be the one to take the dick.
Nope.
I mean, top and bottom. You can be the top. He can be the bottom if that's how it's going to be. And then if you've ever stuck your dick in a girl's ass, it's the same fucking thing.
And if you just don't want to have anything to do with the dick whatsoever, but you're in love with the guy, so what? What's wrong with it? Do it. There's nothing wrong with that. Have some. Get yourself some love. Get you one. Get you one.
Love and love it.
Our next letter is from Rodent.
Rodent?
Yes. Dear two, when you are famous and on TV, will you be able to be your same audacious baby-eating self, or will you have to tone down because of moral guardians? Sincerely, Rodent. If it comes to a point where they say, you need to do what we want you to do or you're not getting on TV, I ain't going on TV. I won't do it. I mean, yeah, I'd love to get on Comedy Central, and I would love to be in front of a lot of, big audiences in the mainstream clubs, but I've thought about this a lot. If it comes down to the fact that I have to change what I'm trying to say and what I'm trying to do so much that I can't even recognize it anymore just to get into this, what's the point? I'm not here for that. I'm not here to make a shitload of money.
Right.
If I was doing that, I wouldn't be doing this in the first place. I'd have went and got a law degree, and I'd be out there suing people and fucking making money. I'm not here. That's not why I'm on this planet. So I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and if they happen to like it, and they put me on TV. Now, if they say something like, cut out a couple of words, like don't say this word, like fuck, or don't say, cunt on TV. Okay, fine, I can come up with a workaround for that. But if they're like, you have to change your ideals and you have to I won't do that.
Right.
I won't do it. Won't do it. Next one is from an anonymous writer. Dear 2 at Jibba.
At Jibba?
Yeah. I was looking around DeviantArt for some anthropomorphic art and noticed a lack of hedgehogs. No Sonic fan characters don't count. So it was wondering if you two have any idea as to why, from Anonymous. That's a good goddamn question. I don't see a whole lot of hedgehogs out there. Not a lot of them. There's loads of animals out there, but you notice the furry fandom sticks to a very certain group. I mean, every now and then you'll see kind of an exotic one, like a giraffe or an elephant or a rhino or something like that.
I want to see a fish.
You don't see any fish? There are hardly any fish. There are hardly no bugs. You don't see any beetles. I don't see any anthropomorphic grasshoppers. Hedgehogs, that's another one. You don't see them very often.
Right.
Is there a grasshopper on the floor?
Yeah.
We used to have all kinds of visitors. We're like the Pied Pipers of the animal kingdom. Lizards and freaking grasshoppers and shit coming in to watch our show, and they ain't got to pay to get in either. What do you think?
Personally, I want to see all sorts of animals. I told you I wanted to see a fish. I wanted to see... All right, I'm going to move.
You ready for this? This is how 2 opens a beer bottle, ladies and gentlemen. It's good. Ah!
Ow!
Did I get the bunny? I think I got the bunny.
Got my eye.
Sorry about that.
That's
no, I'm not.
Funny.
Yeah.
I would like to see more stuff. I've always
Me
wanted
too.
To see a fish.
Let's see more of a variety.
And what's funny? Anthuria Kage's niece. Was it? Is there a niece?
Yes. I believe so.
She was talking to me. She was like, I've never seen any, I want to see a... She didn't say whale. No, she said she wanted to see a squid.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
She wanted to see
manatee. No, that's what they look like right now. So
right, they don't look like beach manatees, but oh my God! Did I tell you my niece said that to me? Because I used to be kind of bigger.
Called you manatee?
She was a little girl. She didn't know any better. And she had just went to school learning anatomy. And, I mean, not anatomy, but animals. And I was laying on the bed because this is in Alabama. It was hot. And she came in and she said, oh, it looks like a beach manatee. And this was...
kind of thing that doesn't make you feel too good for the rest
right.
of the day, does it?
But I would love to see it, somebody do a fish. I
you
see
you look
right.
like a beach manatee. I look like a bleached manatee. So. Next letter is from Argyle. He says, dear two, over here in Australia, people have realized that our prime minister, that out prime minister, Julia Gillard, is an atheist and living with a partner without being married. A lot of Christians and most likely and liberal supporters are now complaining and saying bullshit like Australia is a Christian country and she is setting a bad example. Some go on to say that the young young couple are going to live together without marriage because if it's okay for the PM to do it, it's okay for us to do it. But it made me happy at first to hear Christians not getting what they want, but now they're getting annoying. Christianity is like a disobedient child in a store who has just been told they can't have the toy they want. What are your thoughts on this? From Argyle the Dragon. You know, Christians will be, Christians are going to be Christians. They're going to believe what they want to believe. But I think what I'm focusing on most in this letter is that you thought it was awesome that just Christians weren't getting what they want. That's not really a reason by itself. It's like, yeah, Christians didn't get what they want. That's awesome because, you know, do you know what I'm saying?
Well, they never get what they want anyway, to tell you the truth.
Oh, come on. They get a lot of shit they want. But either way, I mean, there's nothing wrong. I Australia is not a Christian-controlled nation. Neither is the United States, even though they try to say it is. It never was. I think, honestly, that... And I've always... People know what I think about organized religion. I really think that in the most mature way I can put it, they need to fucking die. No. they really need to realize that they are not the center of the universe. There are other people who believe just as strongly in their convictions as they do in theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want their convictions respected, they need to do the same thing to others. You know, I know they think that they have the one single only truth in the universe, but that's not a fact. They have an opinion, and they need to respect other people's opinions as well. And it's the same thing over here. We have to go through the same shit anyway. But
you basically said everything that I was thinking. There's no really. I can reiterate the same thing.
Let's see. Next letter is from Lantos. Dear Jibba,
oh God.
My friend is living testimony that you are fucking awesome. When he saw you on Two Cents and talked with you briefly on Xbox Live, he wanted to kill you so hard. No, I'm kidding. He pledged to spend as much of the weekend as possible just so he could play more Halo Reach with you. You have a new best friend that you never knew existed. On a side note, sue me. My species changed. Deal with it. Keep on being awesome. Lelantos the Lupagriff. You have a new best friend that you didn't know about. He's watching you all the time.
That's kind of scary.
He's, do you remember playing with the guy?
I don't know his name.
I know. Lantos, you didn't mention his name,
yeah,
man.
You mentioned his live name.
What's wrong with you, Matt?
Anytime I get on live.
What's with you, Matt?
I hate to say this, but sometimes I will appear offline so that I can play the game.
Yes, I do the same
thing. Because if I appear online, boom.
Same here.
It starts to fill up. And so so many people, and you have to let me know, especially send an email back, let me know who you are.
Yeah.
And next time we can actually, you sent a letter to say.
Well, congratulations on you and your new best friend. I hope he's white.
Most of the people that I play with are white. I think there's only one black person on my friends list.
You know, playing FPSs, that is kind of a white thing. You know that.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you crossed over a little bit.
Well, what do you want me to do? Go out and shoot people?
Well, that's a black. You got to make up for it somehow. You got to stab some fucker sometime.
Well, but the thing is, you know what's funny? And this is one thing I will defend to my death. Black people only kill each other. It's you white people that go crazy and kill everybody else.
That's true. That is true. We're the only ones who jump into the middle of an office building and start mowing fuckers down right. On purpose.
We at least go after one person. If there's casualties of war, so be it.
Yeah. Next letter from Suyarqua. Dear Two, I listen to three furry podcasts nowadays, Notcast, Uncheese, and of course Deucehead. Am I the only podcast that doesn't have anything to do with furry sex? Notcast, Uncheathed? I don't want to badmouth them because I've never heard their shows, but still.
I heard Notcast. It's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, Notcast, though. I mean, this is all about animal hunting. Let's see. Lately, I've been getting the hankering for starting my own show, and all I have to do is a webcam. Is a webcam with built-in microphone. But I've seen Unsheathed live in the backstage shots of Tucson, and I see massive amounts of audio and or video equipment that I don't have and certainly can't afford. My question to you is in a few parts. Can I still have a decent web show podcast with one camera? Where are some good places to stream and post them? And do you have any recommendations for getting more listeners? Sincerely yours.
Sure.
And so I can't read that, so it's Suyarqua, I believe.
Suyarqua?
Suyarqua.
Suyarqua.
You know, yes, you can do a decent show with just one camera. It depends on your content, honestly. It's how well you do with the content and relating.
Right.
You know, it's the different camera angles, they're great and everything, but if your content sucks, it doesn't matter. Your show is still going to suck. However, I will tell you this. Once you start building a home studio, you will never stop. It won't quit. You will keep expanding your shit until you have what you've seen on backstage at Tucson Show. A lot of these cameras back here, go to camera two, Vaughn. See that camera right there? That camera is an old Panasonic reporter. I got it on eBay for $7.50. Hi. Hello, eBay. So it's not, I mean, the one right there, it's not doing HD right now, but that's more of like a $1,600 camera. That can do HD. So you put together your studio with bits and pieces of different things, and eventually over time, you can have some very decent equipment going on. But as far as your question, yeah, sure, you can do a great podcast.
Yeah.
Just focus on your material. Make sure it's good. Any ideas?
Well, no, I was just going to say, with us, because of what we do, We have different cameras so that we can zoom in on you, me, and everybody.
You,
listen,
me, and this, and that.
But for your podcast, if you're not going to show anything but you, there's no need to have.
There really is
different cameras.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to have 10. I mean, what are you going to do with yourself? It's a camera, angle cam, just on yourself, up the nose cam, on top of the head cam, down your pants cam. Why not? You know, no, you really
one
just...
camera works just
one
fine.
One camera's just fine. One camera is.
And it is all about your content.
It is.
If you have crappy content, nobody's going to listen.
My gosh.
This show is shitty.
We're shitty. So don't use our show as a model. Use Notcast or Unsheathed or you know, something like that.
Actually,
as your model.
The beer of tonight is Sam Adams.
Is Samuel Adams. Samuel Adams is a wonderful brew. It is American made, and it is one of the best beers that is made in America. For those of you who don't know what it is. Samuel Adams, if you are watching, you gotta do it like that. If you're watching Sam Adams, we accept sponsorships and advertisement. So please contact us if you would like some sponsorship on our show. Thank you very much. There we go. Gotta make sure the label's facing forward. There we go.
Memphis so needs to make it to YouTube.
Next letter on the Sam Adams 2 Cent Show. Dear Toast. Yes, Toast got a first letter. First, it would like to say you're an awesome behind-the-scenes bunny and you do an excellent job, smiley face. I would like to know when the Griffin gets too hungover to do a show, where can it go to find your weekly holidays? Love and best of luck to you all. Silver Red D. Silver Red D. Silver Red D, Sea Red Dragon. Bun, take it away. That's your. That's this is your this letter, is your man. Shit. You. This is your shit.
All right. You know.
Keep it down to about 60 seconds, if possible.
All right. I would go to my Furfinity account. I haven't updated it, but I suppose this would be a good time to do it. I am Toast the Rabbit on Furfinity, or Toast Rabbit. One of those two. I don't remember anymore. I haven't been over there. I'm sorry, Dragonair. But yeah, I'll start updating. I'll have Bert tack it on to the credits. And I also beat him for how he pronounces his eyes.
No, those were how they were written. Those were lowercase eyes, which is pronounced eh.
Yeah, the rest of the waking world actually knows how to interpret that.
Yeah, but I don't. I read what's in front of me.
That's because you're stupid.
No. Anyway, we can, let's see here. Next letter is from Ty. I don't know, just Ty. Dear Two, when someone farts, why does them saying, excuse me, make it all right? I mean, the smell doesn't go away. So why should they even waste the breath to say it? Just curious as to what your thoughts are about this. Love, Ty. That's a good, you know, I never really thought about it that way, but that's a good point. Someone farts, gasses up the whole room, and it's like, excuse me, not until I can breathe again, motherfucker. That's not right.
You didn't know the excuse me was a question. It was originally a question.
Yeah, excuse me?
Yeah, it was like, excuse me. And yes. People would say, okay.
Yeah. Well, originally what people meant by excuse me, they used to say, pardon me. That was the original. Excuse me was a question.
Mm-hmm.
Then excuse me kind of turned into pardon me, and now nobody says pardon me anymore except for me. And because I'm an old guy. So, yeah, I'm an old guy. Hey, I'm an old guy. Fuck you, I'm an old guy. So, yeah, but you're right. The smell does not go away. The
smell does not go away.
It's like stabbing somebody in the gut, watching them bleed, and saying, excuse me.
Excuse me is an apology.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Yeah, pretty much.
You fart and you say, excuse me, it's like, I'm sorry. That's all you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much. We are not going to get through all these letters. Damn. Okay. Let's jump to Scott Patterson's mail. Says, Dear Two, Jibba, and Toasty Toast, I have a serious question for you all. Would you be willing to eat out a pussy for 30 seconds to receive $1 million? Scott Patterson. That depends entirely on the pussy. If it's... Are we going back to the cameras, or are we going to sit there and let it? There we go! If it was my mama's pussy, no.
That grilled cheese pussy.
If it was, like, you know, a shark pussy, no. There's a lot of pussies I would not eat. But for $1 million?
It really does.
For 30 seconds, $1 million. Probably.
It.
We got to take off, though.
I got to think about that. I have an answer for you. I'll post it on my FA suit.
Sponsored by Sammy Lab.
We will see you guys next week. Take care. And remember... Drink some Sam Adams.